The green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. Those are the lyrics rebounding off Killian O'Connor posters and reverberating around the Oval Office this evening as the President of America prepares for a trip home to Mayo and to Ireland, with the island set to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. John, Mayo for Joe, Mayo for Sam as well, some would say. What's planned for President Biden?
I'm smiling here because I was at an event today with my company, and Oliver Callan did the show, and his impression of Joe Biden is something to behold. And unfortunately, if Joe Biden is anything like Oliver Callan's interpretation of him, we're in a bit of trouble. You know, maybe if we'd gotten Joe 10 years ago, I think in some ways he hasn't seemed to be his best in recent times. I think that's a fair enough thing to say. You know, he has made a few very public slips. Whether he is the character to throw energy and a new impetus behind the peace process, which is what really concerns us, no matter what, we're good to see a good Irish-American coming home and a man who has a genuine affection and love for this country. But what he can do besides, as far as we know, visit Belfast and Dublin. Craig Hughes wrote an original story for this in while he was in the United States, and he was told that he was going to try and visit Louth, where he is, his closest ancestors are, I think, Mayo and Sligo, and he has a connection with Mayo. I think he has actually a genuine friendship with Enda Kenny as well.
You think they might plan to play golf? It has been rumoured, and he might be visiting Knock, Castlebar and Ballina as well. But Padraig McLaughlin, Joe Biden could also be making a speech at Stormont's Parliament buildings. Do you think he could have a telling effect on the impasse there?
Well, I mean, he's very welcome. I know that he has an active interest in Irish affairs for a long, long time, not least because he's Irish himself. I'm very proud of it. I mean, in terms of, you know, this island, we are very grateful to the United States, who defended our interests throughout Brexit. The President of the United States, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Chairman of the Ways and Means, Richie Neal, all of them made it clear there'll be no trade agreements between Britain and the United States if there were a border put on the island of Ireland. That's just in recent times, never mind 25 years ago, when the Clinton administration and Senator George Mitchell played such an absolutely crucial role in delivering the peace process. So, yes, they are very important players, and I hope that his visits and his speech and his intervention will help. You know, we need to get Stormont up and running again. It is a disaster for the people of the North not to have a government functioning, not to have people accountable to them doing work every day. So hopefully the visit is a success.
Niall.
Yeah, I think it's really important that Joe Biden is coming on the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. It gives us a time to maybe pause and reflect and realise how hard won that peace agreement was. You know, it isn't just Joe Biden, the man, coming, it's the President of Ireland. And we have to take stock, like Patrick said, what the American administrations over the last 20, 30 years have done for us in this island. And no more so, as Patrick mentioned, in the run to Brexit and since, how our interests were protected. Actually protected during negotiations.
But when it comes to the 50th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, are we going to be looking back and saying Joe Biden made a telling intervention to get the institutions back up and running? John Lee doesn't seem to think so.
Well, I would have loved to have thought the Munster Agreement would have been done and dusted. I would like to have seen Rishi Sunak spend more time than he actually did finishing the finer detail of that agreement and bring it to his nth degree. For me, I think he was in too big a rush to create a space for himself and Boris Johnson. And we're now left in a position where unionists are still scratching their heads and asking questions. But I do believe, you know, people in Northern Ireland are still hoping and waiting that politicians will wake up and smell the coffee, you know. Politics in Northern Ireland needs to start working. Stormont needs to start working.
Verona Murphy, do you think this will be an inspirational visit? Perhaps another address from on College Green like Barack Obama? Will it inspire the masses?
I have to be honest, President Biden is very welcome. As someone who started, I suppose, my career in politics on a Cooperation North trip when I was 15, it was actually, well, 14. It was my first outing to Northern Ireland, and I've always had an interest since. Look,
and
through
JFK
Brexit,
Wexford man.
Well, of course, yeah. And I think, they were figures that were, you know, they made history. I'm not sure, Joe, I think the exclamations he made in relation to Northern Ireland in favour of ourselves mightn't be now in his favour visiting Northern Ireland. But look, I think at the end of the day, we've had 25 years of peace, and that is phenomenal. We're never far from losing that, and we have to bear that in mind. And I do think that the DUP will probably wait till the elections regardless. I think they're going to sit it out. We may not see the Windsor Agreement passed, but at the same time, we have got to get the establishment back up and running.
So you do think he can make a difference, or you don't?
No, I think it'll make a difference, but I'm just not sure that it'll make enough of a difference to get the DUP to agree, because I think we've tried everything. They've been given every opportunity. Everybody has bent over backwards. As someone who was very involved in the Brexit negotiations from a commercial perspective particularly, I was president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, and I think there were concessions given, and there's still concessions given now in the Windsor Agreement that will actually make it very difficult for the rest of the country to compete.
And Padraig McLaughlin, concerns on the security front, the alert raised earlier this week for the six counties. Should we be concerned about the President of America visiting here?
No, I've no doubt that there'll be a huge security operation across the island put in place, as there always is when there's a visit from the President of the United States to anywhere. And, you know, obviously we had the terrible attack on John Colwell there recently, and the people responsible represent nobody in nationalism. And so you have a tiny number of people, you know, who are involved in violence, you know, who would call themselves Republicans, and some who would call themselves loyalists, but they don't represent anybody anymore. I have to say,
so
it's
no
a triumph.
No security concerns?
Well, I wouldn't be, you know, obviously we've seen a very serious incident where a man is fighting for his life only recently, but not in terms of the President of the United States. I'd be shocked if there was any issue there.
Bill Clinton is coming too. That should be rather interesting, shouldn't it, John Lee?
Yes, I'm trying to think when I was briefed on that. Because I was writing a story about the visit of the King, and I was thrown in there that Bill Clinton was coming. Again, I hate to be a killjoy here, but Bill Clinton, a bit like that, you know, the generation in Northern Ireland that brought peace, the generation down here, his time has passed. I think I listened to interviews with women like Juanita Broderick about her experiences with and her accusations against Bill Clinton, which are very substantial. I'm not even sure if he's a man that we should be too keen to see here anymore.
His
reputation has been very damaged. And certainly, if he is going to have any influence on the DUP returning to power sharing, no, I don't think it's going to be much for him. But we should also look at how far we've come. I have to attach something here, sorry. We had a very, very substandard Prime Minister in Britain who had no interest in creating unity on this island, which he had power to do. Rishi Sunak is a serious individual, a serious politician. He has brought so much calm to his country's dealings with Europe, and did something here very quickly. So there's optimism there, but I think back to. Recently, I heard the editor of the newsletter, Ben Lowry, and he said, you know, I represent a newspaper that represents a unionist interests. And he said people must understand that a lot of people in the unionist community, and I'd be interested to hear what Porrick says about what this man said, do not want to see Michelle O'Neill as the First Minister in Northern Ireland. And that seems to be a problem. Can any of these great statesmen change that fact? I don't think so.
Porrick?
I think it's sad to say that there is a section of unionism that's does not want to see a nationalist first minister. It was never their plan. They never believed in power sharing or equality. Remember that many unionists opposed the Good Friday Agreement. And what I look to is the growing number of people from a unionist background that's, you know, are embracing a new future, that want to be part of the European Union, that have progressive ideas, that are open to discuss Irish reunification, but also that unionism is respected, that British traditions are respected. So as Irish Republicans, we have a responsibility to continually reach out, to reassure, to engage in terms of what a new Ireland would look like. So I'm hopeful, but yes, there is a significant section of unionism that's resistant to change.
Okay, so Porrick, we'll leave that part there. Just a text coming in here saying Joe Biden coming here in the times that we are in, he's about as welcome as the Pope. People will not see this as a quote pick me up to reflect on the middle of the current feelings in the country. Such a waste of taxpayers' money, such a waste of effort and time. Young families are not going to be charmed or excited about this, with home insecurity, rising interest rates, and rising inflation. So says Catherine, a strong opinion there. Back in a moment with the defective blocks crisis.